When we were first starting, we had a sort of a band house in downtown Toronto, and we turned the separate garage into our rehearsal studio, or just our rehearsal space, basically. And so one night we were playing in there, and we got a loud banging on the door, and we opened the door up, and it was the cops standing there. And they're very nice about it, but they said they've got some complaints, so we had to turn it down. So we did, and we actually ended up enjoying that too. We actually hear each other. And then further, when Margot joined the band and began to sing, that she was singing so quietly that we turned down even further, and we kind of developed a sound, and we've kind of stuck with it. I mean, we certainly are a lot louder now, especially on stage. We can get louder, and we have more dynamic range. But those first couple of records, that really influenced how we played and how we listened to each other.
Your latest album is All That Reckoning. Tell me about this record and the title track.
You know, after, as I say, after a career of 30 years, you know, you have a lot of catalog, a lot of songs. And for me, as a prime songwriter, I was thinking, why do I want to write a new record? And then in the last couple of years, while this record was being made, or while I was writing it, you know, things were beginning to shift in my own life, and certainly out there in the world socially and politically. And I began to get inspired and wrote a couple of songs, and those pushed me towards a few other songs. And I think All That Reckoning is in some ways sort of a really about personal politics and how we each deal with each other in our relationships, and then on the bigger level, how we deal with each other societally, and how there are reckonings to be had in one's life at many times. And I think the world is sort of coming to one now, or is in the middle of one right now. So that's sort of where that song comes from, and where most of the songs come from on the album.
I'm also thinking of the song, The Things We Do to Each Other. This, it sounds like, from what you're saying, this is based on both personal experience and observations of the world around
Yeah,
you.
absolutely. And that's another good example of where those two intersect.
Fear is not so far from hate, so if you get the folks to fear, it only takes one small twist to kick it up a gear. Oh. And you can control hate, but only for so long. And when you lose control, man, the things we do to each other.
Do you think your music plays a role in helping people unplug and perhaps just live more in the moment?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think art in general hopefully does that. You know, it comes from the inside, and therefore it's a little bit more introspective, and certainly our music is, and hopefully it allows people to sort of stop for a few minutes and just sort of you know, stop, listen, slow down your world, and gaze at your navel, basically. So we used to call it. Now it's a very positive thing, but I don't think we do enough reflection these days.
Cowboy Junkies have been a band for 30 years. Three of the members are siblings. What keeps you guys going?
We still like it, you know, it's still fun. We've changed over the years as far as how we approach the band and how we approach, you know, the business side of things and how we approach touring, which is more important, because I think that's the thing that breaks up most bands is the rigors and the stresses of touring. It's pretty hard, especially as you get older. It's very difficult. We've changed how we approach that so that we have other lives outside of the band. And so, you know, it gives us a little bit of perspective. So when we come together again to do a few shows, it's fun. You know, it's like a nice, it's almost like a little holiday, a little camp holiday. We all go away from our real lives, as we call it, and, you know, play four nights of music and come back and re-engage with the family, and they don't know we've gone because it's just been a long weekend. And, you know, it's nice.
Anyone who's ever had a heart wouldn't turn.